It is 11 minutes, almost 12 minutes after 9 a.m. on your slightly soggy Tuesday morning. And this morning we have a guest with us. It's someone you haven't heard in, I think we said, what, like 5-6 years at least. So Trooper Josiah Custer, welcome back after your long trip away.
Glad to be back.
And so we're just getting all kinds of folks come in and talk safety. So it's a big important thing. And, you know, there's been a lot of accidents in the area and, you know, folks getting hurt severely or, you know, having fatals. And one of the ways to help prevent that is so simple.
It is. It is. And that way is?
Seatbelts.
Seatbelts.
We talk about this every week.
Yep. Absolutely. Absolutely.
And so seatbelts, you know, that's the push you guys are making this month is getting folks to wear their seatbelts.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, the patrol is reminding all drivers and passengers of the importance of wearing a safety belt. That is the single most effective way to save lives and reduce injuries in the event of a crash. Now, it's still a secondary violation in the state of Ohio, but if we come and contact you with another violation and you don't have your seatbelt on, we're going to be taking enforcement on that. That's very important to us.
So you speed in, which a lot of people are speeding these days, let me tell you. And I've had to scold some folks passing me in 45 mile per hour when I'm doing a little over and it's double yellow line. And so I scold them. I don't know that they know that I'm scolding them, but I'm scolding them for not following the rules.
Yep. Yep.
But just a seatbelt, 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 seatbelts. It's so important.
It is. It is. Now, according to the patrol statistics, over 2,800 people were not wearing their seatbelt and they were killed in crashes since 2020. Now, 73% of those people were in the age group of 21 to 40. So it's really important for that younger generation to get those seatbelts on and then for them to be an example to those that look up to them to wear your seatbelt every single time you're in the car. Now, I'm going to ask you a question. Test your knowledge maybe a little bit. This is a really random fact here. How many safety belt violations or citations do you think the patrol has written since 2020?
Since 2020? Probably 55,000.
Keep going.
I thought I was a little low. 75.
340,000 seatbelt citations. And I believe they've saved countless lives because of that. Because once you get a ticket, maybe you're more likely to start putting that seatbelt on and wearing it. And then we do this thing every year where we honor somebody who was saved as a result of a crash
because they had their
exactly saved by the belt. So just like I said, an encouragement to really wear it because it can save your life.
You know somebody from the 90s that grew up in the 90s came up with that idea, right?
Oh, for sure.
And anybody who grew up in the 90s knows exactly what we're talking about.
Yes. Yep. Yep.
But it's, you know, sometimes you need that little bit of good job mm-hmm. to, you know, see that reminder. And, you know, it's something so simple. I have the rule in my car. You ride in my car, you're wearing your seatbelt, period.
And that's the way it should be. That's the way it should be. Now, I would also encourage you, like I said earlier, being a good role model, also making sure your kids are buckled in the proper seat as well. Now, I had a crash right when I first started where there was an instance where because the child was not belted properly, they were involved in a head-on crash. And unfortunately, she did die. And it's just it's a hard reminder, you know, that we need to try to be seatbelted properly and in the safety seats.
And as, you know, we're heading into the colder months, mm-hmm. it's important. Those jackets mm-hmm. are part of what can hinder
yep.
your child in that seat. I don't have children. But I have rode with people who have children, and I've helped them hook their children in because I pay attention when we talk to these
yes,
things.
Yes.
And they're like, you did it right. I'm like, I listen. I pay attention.
Yes, absolutely.
I don't have to have kids to know how to hook in mm-hmm. a car seat. Now, sometimes they do make it like a jigsaw puzzle, and you got to be a IQ of 3,000 to figure this stuff out. But the basics are there.
The basics are there. I mean, most of them, you got the buckle down between their legs and you've got the buckle across their chest, just making sure that's adjusted properly, you know, right across their chest, not up too high by their neck. And like you said, those coats, when they're so puffy like that, they can, you
create
know,
space.
Create space. And then when there's a, you know, a crash involved, there's a chance that, you know, they could not be as secure as they would be without those coats.
Just say no to blank space.
I guess so.
Another little side joke there, but in all seriousness, just put the seatbelt on, be good examples to the kids. And that's with all driving. They pay attention. How many times have you heard somebody say, oh, when somebody passed us, my kids started yelling at them. They're listening. They know what you're doing.
Yep.
And they're going to take those same habits when they start driving.
Yes, they are.
Now, they just passed, it just went into effect, the new driving laws for the folks who don't have their license by 18. Now they still have to take driver's ed until 21. Are you guys looking forward to how that will hopefully help?
Yes, I am. I feel like all too often, those people that don't have to do driver's ed, they don't know the laws.
I know the laws.
It's like, hey, you got to move over and slow down for, you know, an emergency vehicle stopped on the side of the highway. And you stop them for it, and they're like, well, I didn't know that. Sometimes you even get it where the driver's ed is like, the kids just aren't paying attention, and it's hard to enforce that. And they're like, well, they didn't cover that. I'm like, I know for a fact they covered that. And it's really important for us for that violation in particular, just our safety as well. So,
and especially if they do the officer's driver's ed, like Offie, they're going to teach you the right things because they know.
Yes.
Because they're retired officers.
Yep.
But I was one of those people who took advantage of not having to take driver's ed, but I read through the book. I made sure to know what I needed to know. It was just, and I passed on the first time because I paid attention, but too many weren't, and that's why they passed this.
Yep. Great idea. Glad they got that in the works and glad they got it passed.
And, you know, speaking of young folks, one of the things we've talked about, I think the last couple weeks, is seatbelts. We talked about seatbelts, school buses. It's all S's in my brain.
Speeding, school buses, seatbelts.
Space. It's all there. Just
Yep.
If you knew how it was functioning up there. But as school buses, you guys are still having an issue.
Yes,
with
we
folks
are.
Not following the rules on school buses.
Absolutely.
That is in your driver's ed training.
Absolutely.
We know it. It's in your booklet. If you didn't take driver's ed, it's there. It saves lives. And a child's life is the last life you want to take.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, with this month being school safety month, we're out there trying to follow school buses as possible. I was talking with one of my supervisors the other day, and he said we've had more complaints come in this month than the entire year so far. Now, I understand kids are getting back in school and drivers are getting used to seeing school bus drivers out there, but that's not an excuse. Like, you should always be aware of your surroundings.
It's big and yellow with flashing lights. How do you miss it?
Yep. That, and, you know, we're definitely taking enforcement where we can. You know, if we're seeing a video and we can prove who was driving at the time, we're going to come down. And the fines and possible license suspension can be pretty hefty. So that would even be even more of a deterrent. Just to put away the distractions, just pay attention to what's going on in front of you.
Because that is the one violation that you guys don't have to be there to be able to write a ticket for.
Correct.
Everything else, you got to see it. So people can complain about people running the traffic lights. They can complain about people running stop signs and doing all the things. I can complain to you about County Line Road and the people not doing 45 and passing on double yellows and not listening when I scold them. But you can't do anything about it unless you see it. But the school buses, the videos from the bus drivers, you can, if they give you a license plate number, you don't even have to see the video. Just what the bus driver gives you, you can write their ticket out.
Yep. And I've had two. I've had two in the last about a week or so. And one was, you know, almost simultaneous. The stop sign comes out and they're kind of going through. So you can avoid that, I think, again, just by removing the distractions. Most of the time, the bus drivers are flipping those yellow lights on. Now, you could still go through during the yellow lights, not the red, obviously, but you want to just be cautious as you're approaching the school bus. If it's slowing down, if it's stopped, most certainly is the time you want to be stopped and not get caught, you know, running that stop sign.
There is always, there is a place that in town where the bus stopped at the house right on the corner. And I always hated coming to the intersection as mm-hmm. they were coming to that house. Because it's like, mm-hmm. if I'm going straight, not going your way, how does that work? And I always just say stop because children are feral. You don't know what they're going to do. They could see, you know, a squirrel and go chasing after it. And you've got to be ready.
Yes.
Absolutely. I'm an adult and sometimes I see a squirrel and I'm like, what? Like, but children are more so because they haven't learned to rein that in a little bit.
Yep. You're 100% right on that. And I would just, I encourage you, like you said, if you just be cautious, like if you're not sure what to do, the wrong answer is not, you know, stopping, you know what I mean? So exactly. If you just want to stop, okay, maybe you didn't have to. So maybe you'll be another 1 or 2 minutes, you know, further down the road than what you should have been. But ultimately, like you said, these kids are the most important thing we have going.
Exactly. They're our future.
They are.
We got to do what we can to keep them living through it. So any other thoughts, things that need to be brought up before we put a wrap on our discussion here today?
Well, I wanted to maybe briefly go into, you said I had a 5-year gap and the audience may be thinking, well, where's this guy been for the last 5 years? So I thought I'd just quickly maybe just brush up on myself a little bit, if that's okay.
This is my first time meeting you as well, so we're just winging it. Like, we had a little chat briefly beforehand, and we're just taking a roll at it. It's the best way to go.
Absolutely.
So go ahead, yes.
So I've been on nights since I started my career, and I've coached 5 different new troopers, and the opportunity that I had to come here last was with the first one I coached back in, like, end of 2020. So I've been here. I've been working the midnight shift, 10 p to 6 a, and thankfully I was able to get the day shift here in the last just 2 weeks. So it's been a breath of fresh air. I feel like a little bit more of a human again. I know many people who have worked night shift, they just feel like a zombie all the time. Never get enough sleep, but thankfully I'm on day shift now, and it's a little bit different of a job compared to what you're doing on night shift. So I'm, you know, looking for the seatbelt violations, looking for the distracted driving violations.
You have school buses to
deal with now. And I have school buses, right. I was like, I've never handled a school bus complaint up until, you know, last week.
And then you had 2.
Yeah, and then I had 2. So I'm learning as I go, but I'm really enjoying it. And on the promotion list, and hopefully there might be an opening coming here in the next few months, and we'll see where that takes me. So
now that you're on days, there's a good chance we'll hear from you a lot more in here as well.
There is potential to that. If they need somebody to fill in, I mean, I might be 3rd or 4th string, but I can come down here and fill in, I guess.
I have a feeling you won't be 3rd or 4th string. No, it's great to, you know, have you back in here, have a fresh voice, fresh thoughts, fresh views on what you're seeing out there. Because, you know, each, like you said, nights is different than days. What you might see might be different than what the other guy sees. So it's always good to have fresh views.
Absolutely. Absolutely. One last thing. I already handled 1 crash this morning in the rain. Allow some extra time to get stopped. Beware of standing water, all those different kinds of things. Just be extra cautious. I guess if there's a theme today, it's to wear the seatbelt and to be cautious just all the time you're driving. Pay attention. That's right.
Pay attention. All right. Well, thank you so much. I was Trooper Custer here from the Ohio State Patrol, the Worcester. I call it the Worcester Holmes County Post because technically it's both, even though it's in Worcester. And we are going to take a little break. We've got ABC News coming up on WKLM.